The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Christine joins us for Am I Wrong? Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Oh,
hi.
Good morning. Hi. Hi, what's going on? Who are you battling with?
Actually, I'm having a huge battle with my husband right now.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Last weekend, I took my daughter to the salon. She had been wanting to try something new. I'm sure you've seen it's quite trendy to add kind of the funky colors in the girl's hair these days.
Yeah.
She wanted to do a light lavender shade. It's really pretty.
Oh, yeah. Megan did that once.
I love that.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Thank you. It looks great. I took my daughter to the salon. They did a wonderful job. Came home, and when my husband came home, he completely lost the plot. Freaked out, got upset at me, made my daughter feel horrible.
Oh, no.
Thinks that this is something I should have talked about, just made the hugest deal about it.
Right.
And, we haven't been able to make peace since, and I don't feel like I did anything wrong. Her hair looks great.
Right.
He is upset that I didn't consult him first. He keeps calling it purple, like it's some dark purple. It's
right.
A really pretty lavender shade.
Yeah, no, it's cute.
And I feel like when it comes to girl stuff, defer to me. I'm the mom. I get to do stuff with my daughter. We have the two boys. He gets to do stuff with them a lot.
Right.
I mean, we're a happy family, but let me have some, mother-daughter time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You could maybe take her to get her next her first tattoo next.
Well, I don't know.
No, yeah, okay. Right. Let's call Henry. Let's call Henry and see if we can figure out why he's so upset.
Hello?
Hi, Henry.
Yes, hi.
Good morning, Henry. Hi, how you doing? It's Mark Kay and Megan.
Hey. I'm doing good, thank you.
Hi. Henry, we actually have Christine on the phone.
Your wife?
Oh, good. Great.
She told us that you have a big problem with your daughter dyeing her hair purple.
Lavender, Megan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's the issue of the house right now, so I'm not really surprised.
Yeah. Why are you so mad about it?
I don't think it's appropriate, to be honest with you. I mean, she's my daughter, too, and I just don't see why. If you're going to make such a huge, drastic decision, that it should be, she should get my input too. She shouldn't just go off and do something that, that's a huge, drastic change. And, people are going to judge my daughter, and I just think I should have been a part of the conversation.
Henry, it's hair. It's not permanent. It's not like she got, a tattoo. Like, she can dye it back.
Not yet.
Whenever she wants.
Oh my God, it's not
a permanent thing.
Yeah, and that type of hair dye, washes out within, a week, so it's really not that serious.
She looks silly, and I mean, this. What if this is just the first step? What if purple hair turns into a tattoo?
Yeah, gets a gateway drug.
Also,
exactly.
Tattoos are not that bad.
I mean, it's not even the point of how it looks, to be honest. It's just a part. The point that you just did it without even talking to me.
Right.
I just feel like I should have been included.
Janelle from Gainesville, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great, Janelle. What's your take on this whole thing?
I think that the wife is wrong. It doesn't matter what it is. It's half his child also, and you should always give your partner the respect of talking to them first. It doesn't matter what it is, because she would want the same respect, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So not a big deal, not a marriage breaker, but I think she needs to apologize and not do it again.
Yeah. I mean, that's
always consult your partner when it comes to something like that with your child.
Now, he probably should not have said anything in front of the girl and made her feel bad.
Of course, yeah, because that's awful. That hurt my heart. Yeah, the child should never be discussed. Never be in front of them.
Right.
When they
that looks so.
And it's not really her fault, because her mom actually took her to do it.
Right.
It's not like she did it at her friend.
She should not be punished.
Right. You play it off and you say, oh, you look so pretty. And then you go yell to mom in private.
He should apologize to his daughter also. I really believe he should apologize.
Totally.
But yeah, I think you should always consult your partner. It's just kind of like the gateway thing you were saying. It's a gateway to miscommunication.
That's right.
If you start doing those kinds
And also drugs and tattoos. Because
I mean, I really don't think that's that serious.
Oh, yeah, Megan, you had purple hair.
Yeah, purple hair. I just did heroin right before I got to work that day.
You
too.
Also have tattoos, and I'm sure you've
I have one tattoo, and I'm a good person.
I'm sure. I didn't say
doesn't
you were
mean anything.
I didn't say you were
tattoos
a bad person.
Tattoos or your hair color is a form of expression, and what you like doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
No one said that you're a bad person.
I know.
Obviously,
but
you have some deep-seated issues.
You are hinting at that. That's what
I'm
you're
not
saying.
At all.
You're
not
saying
at all.
First you dye your hair, then you get tattoos, and then you do drugs. That's what you're saying. I'm like, it's not like that.
Shamika. I mean, I was literally, Megan, just describing your last Saturday night. Shamika from Kings Bay, how are you?
I'm
Great. What did you want to say, Shamika?
I agree with the father, actually. oddly enough, I have a daughter, and like you said, you know, his daughter can be judged or whatever, but, you know, I just agree with him, you know, especially if they're in the house together. That's something that they should have discussed, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, first purple hair, the next thing you know, maybe a small tattoo.
Yeah, and then drugs, Megan.
But I mean, like, act like the dudes don't do stuff without asking permission to the women. Like, I'm sure there's always been the thing where my dad would take me to do the thing without telling my mom, and mom would take me
what,
to do
like
something.
Get ice cream? That's totally different
like,
than dyeing your hair.
Well, just like, I don't know, my mom, like, would take me to do stuff separately, and they don't have to, like, consult each other for every single thing.
We're not talking about taking you to the miniature golf.
I'm not talking about something. I don't know. Like, my ears pierced. I felt like my mom just took me and she didn't ask my dad.
Really?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe she did. I don't know.
See, we all went as like a family.
She may have known. He may have known.
Yeah, he probably did. Sarah from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Hey, great, Sarah. What's your take on this whole scenario?
I think that the mother should have told the father that, at least told him that she was going to take their daughter to go get her hair done.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been the respectful thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he worked hard to get that daughter, too, just like she worked for that daughter.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
People would argue that. But, hey, thanks for calling me. That. Appreciate it. I don't know if I'd call it work.
I don't think that dude did anything to bring that daughter.
I mean, yeah. You better work. Wait, what? Chevy from the Beaches, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What'd you want to say, Chevy?
I think the wife is wrong. I think that wife is absolutely wrong. If the dad had taken the little girl to get her hair cut without the mom knowing about it, she probably would have flipped her lid.
Mm.
So I think she needs to apologize to him. She needs to apologize to the daughter for not talking to the dad. And then she needs to have come to Jesus meeting with herself, because that could cause a really big problem with the dad and the baby if the little girl learns how to go between the two.
Do you really have a come to Jesus meeting with yourself?
Sometimes you got to get your life.
Yeah, that's
true.
You
don't do it, somebody else can do it, and you may not like what they do to it.
No, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling. That's a great point, you know, and I love that, because I could say you need to have a come to Jesus meeting with yourself, and I don't have to be there to yell at you.
What even is a come to Jesus meeting?
You don't know what a come to Jesus meeting is?
No.
Megan, Claire, okay. After the show today, you and me, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting.
I'm good.
Because you need one, clearly. Well, look, Christine, a lot of people saying your husband has a point. It's his daughter, too, and, you know, he cares about her, and you can't just change, you know, dye your hair purple without, letting a brother, giving him a heads up.
Okay. I mean, I really did not think it was that big of a deal, but clearly I'm wrong. I'm really surprised.
Yeah. Well, that's why we call the segment, Am I Wrong? In this case, the answer would be, yes, you are.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, you guys want to talk about that tattoo now, or you want to wait till after it happens and call back?
I think we'll have a nice long talk.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. It's the big because you know dyeing your hair is the gateway to tattoos and drugs.
Right.
It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.